What is on your mind? What are you thinking about right now? Ideally, you'd be thinking about the readings we just had, because they're the most spectacular of the entire Christmas day. Oh, they're awesome readings, starting with Isaiah's proclamation of the joy that's come into the world, and then the Hebrew letter to the Hebrews, making a point about who Jesus is, as we begin to transition in the Christmas season and reflect on the nature of what God has done. And then probably my favorite of the Gospels by far, our Gospel for today that makes the point that Jesus came to be with us. The mighty, the incredible God became flesh like us. An incredible mystery worth spending some time with. But more than likely, what you're thinking about is how long will this Mass be and what I can do afterwards. I have a sense of what's on your mind. And for all you kids out there, you're probably thinking, when do I get to go home and play with my toys? I'm guessing most of you already opened your gifts and now thinking, ooh, what can I do for the rest of today? But in the midst of this, I want you to reflect on that image of a gift. Because although we've probably already opened most of them, this is still the season of giving. And to give a sense of what it's like to give a gift helps us immensely as we dive deeper into the mystery of this season. Now, for a lot of us, we recognize what gifts are. We're used to the idea of recognizing the importance of people in our lives, caring about them, showing our love for them by giving something from ourselves to show the dignity of the people around us. And it can be as simple as something like a gift card or money, which basically says, I want to care about you, but I really want what you want. You get to pick what's out there. It's not a throwaway idea and kind of this dismissive thing. It really is important to realize that just the act of giving money shows we care. But that's not really the epitome of giving. When we take a moment to reflect on what it means to truly give, we know what those special gifts are like. You know, when you go through the store and you're looking around and then you find that one special gift and you go, aha, that's the one. That's the one for my friend, spouse, kid, whatever it might be. That's the one I know they're going to enjoy. Why? Because we know that person so well, we know what they truly like, what they would have fun with, what they would enjoy. And the true joy is when you get to wrap it and give it to them and they open it and everyone's so excited, they're excited, you're excited, everyone's excited, because that was the perfect gift. This is what the joy is, when we know that person well and we can really celebrate the gift-giving part of it. But I challenge you, this being Christmas, how many of you have a gift for Jesus under your tree? Or have you thought about giving Jesus a gift? Well, what would you give him? The God of all creation who has everything, what would you give him? Would you give him a gift card? Here, go buy what you want. I own everything. What could I possibly want? Seems a little trivial at that moment to give money or a gift card to the God of all creation. What about a truck? Would you give him a truck? I can guarantee you, if you do, he's going to want to play with you with that truck. Or a doll? Would you give God a doll? What would you give God? Like, think about it for a moment. If this is the all-powerful, all-knowing being, what could you possibly give him? Now, the challenge we have, and it comes back to my example from a moment ago, when we have the joy of knowing someone so well, we know that perfect gift, is I argue most of us don't really know God well enough to know what he wants. Do you know what God really wants from you? What does he desire? I'm going to help you out. I think I know what God wants. Now, you can challenge me later on this point if you want, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. First of all, God wants to hear your voice. We forget that. God wants to hear from you. He wants you to speak what's on your heart, what's on your mind. He wants to know what matters to you. If we're in a dark and horrible place where the world looks bad and sad, tell him. He knows already. He wants to hear your voice, even if it's sad and depressing and horrible. It doesn't matter. Maybe you're in a joyful state where everything's great and wonderful. Tell him that too. Be thankful for the things he has done. We forget that pivotal thing. God came to be with us. He came to be human, that in his humanity, we may be able to relate to him. That whatever happens in our lives, we can speak almost person to person with God and be able to talk to him about anything. And the wonderful thing is, God loves us so much that when he gets to hear our voice, he delights in it. He delights in you. This is what's so strange. Regardless of what we have to say, even if we're super mad at him, he still delights to hear our voice because he delights in us because he loves us. So don't be afraid. Let him hear your voice. Spend some time being able to speak with God. The second thing God wants from us is our time. The most valuable resource we have is our time. So one thing we can't gain more of, we can spend it poorly, but we don't have any sense of how to change it. It keeps going whether we like it or not, and it's gone faster than we want. Time is our most valuable resource. And so when we take some time to spend with God, we are basically saying to Him, all these other things I could do, tons and tons of other things, are not as important as this moment with you. Think of what that means for Him. That you're taking that time out of your day. You're saying, all those other things are not as valuable as you. That's what prayer is. It's realizing God's presence, realizing He wants some time from us, and making Him important in our lives. So time, give Him your time. The last thing, and by the way, you've already done this, so congratulations, good job. What God wants from us more than anything else is this, to come to Mass. We forget how valuable Mass is. This is the one thing He commanded us to do. Why? Because this is the best way to celebrate Him. In the context of the Mass, He hears our voice. We sing, we pray, we praise Him. That's part of what we do here. In the same way, in the Mass, we get to hear the story of what God has done. Remember from the letter to the Hebrews? In times past, God spoke in varied ways, but now He speaks to us through His Son. In the Mass, He communicates His love to us. In the Mass, He tells us what He has done. In the Mass, we hear the story again of the wonderful things God has done so we may glorify Him. That's part of what we do. But most importantly, here we come to know who God is. We hear the Son being offered to the Father. Here we recognize that God wants us to be with Him in the consuming of the Eucharist. Here is our best expression of who God is, and here is where God wants to be worshipped. This is our central act of worship. So good job. You've done that part. Congratulations. But it's also a reminder to us that it's not just done and over with. God wants us to give gifts continually. So we have to make a personal choice, not just fall into things, a personal choice to give Him a gift. What gift do you wish to give Him? If it's your voice, take some time in prayer. If it's time, spend some time just with Him, with all the other things and distractions gone. If it's here in the Mass that you're going to give Him a gift, make it intentional. Don't just sit there and hang out, do your thing, and then go home. Say, I'm doing this for God. This is my chance to give Him something in return. The God of all creation came to be with you. He wants you. He wants to hear your voice. He wants you to feel life and energy, feel joy again. This is the mysteries we celebrate. Give Him the gift that responds to that. He's already given you everything. What will you give Him in return?